Welcome to a new edition of the Neon Jazz Interview Series with Grammy-winning Cuban-born drummer, composer, and bandleader Daphnis Prieto. He talked about his new 2022 CD called Cantar and this special collaboration he unites with the great Grammy-winning Brazilian-born singer Luciana Sosa on an album featuring songs with music and lyrics by Prieto. Since he arrived in the United States from Cuba back in 1999, he has honed his forward-looking musical vision across a range of styles and formats, and he's one of the top names in jazz today. Dig this interview.
Hello, Joe. How are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you today, sir?
I'm doing good. Thank you.
Thanks for taking a minute out. I appreciate it.
My pleasure. My pleasure.
It's been a while since we've talked. It sounds like things have been working out pretty well for you lately.
Yeah, things are moving along. I mean, in terms of the producing stuff, yes.
With the new album, you know, before we get to the brand new album, Cantar, I want to talk to you a little bit about living through COVID. What was it like to go through this COVID period for you as a musician, and how did it change you now that we're reemerging out of it?
I mean, to me, creatively, didn't really change that much because I kept working and you know, writing music and working basically, you know, mostly online on my teaching part of it, but also on the creative thing here at home. Now, I think my perspective about has changed a little bit in, when it comes to the music business and the music industry and stuff like that. But I want to even forget about it because it has taken such a hard toll in many ways in the music industry and how things are going now these days. Not even talk about that part of the story.
And that's why, you know, these interviews are really more about the hopeful idea of coming back with music. This is your ninth album, recorded in September of 2021. It has to feel relieving to have music come out now with the opportunity to perform live. But just overall, just kind of that Phoenix Rising kind of thing.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it feels like it's slowly coming back. That's what it feels.
Talk to me about how you creatively put this project together. I know you had some wonderful musicians around you. It seemed like you had a really good time putting this together. So from an artistic standpoint, how did this all come together?
A couple of years ago, we started thinking about right after we finished my previous album, Transparency, with the Sextet. We started thinking about what to do new, and I had already been in talks with Eric Overstein about, you know, what to do next, and I've been collecting some songs that I've been writing through the years, and we've been thinking about, you know, what a specific singer would be, you know, the right person to do it, and Jonas came out, you know, that Luciana Sosa was a really great candidate to be that person for many reasons, and that's how it all came about. This is kind of a new departure for me from just instrumental music, but a new departure, meaning for the people that are listening. For me, I've been doing this for years, and I also, you know, have been commissioned to write some other music with lyrics as well. But in terms of putting together a whole album of my songs and arrangements and things like that, this is kind of the first published work coming from my own label, from Daphnis on Music. But the work was really, we did actually, all of that went through the pandemic. I contacted Luciana to collaborate with her, and we did a lot of sections in Zoom, polishing all the music and putting the whole material together. And then we went to the studio and recorded in New York. And we used, yes, very special musicians for me. Use Peter Afobam, who's a great multi-instrumentalist, and I've been working with him for many years already. He plays saxophone and all the reeds, flutes, and also keyboards and percussion in this album. And also Martin Bejerano, who's a great piano player and a great musician. And it's the first time we record something together. And then Matt Brewer, who plays bass, and it's the first time I actually record with him as well. And I'm really happy with the way it all came out. in many different levels in the interpretation of it and all of the you know, the inputs and the insights that all the musicians gave to the music and everything, and including the producers, Eric Overstein and Larry Klein, who's also producing the album.
What are you hoping the listener gets from this experience?
The idea of the storytelling through the lyrics, which is an insight mostly for most of them, from me, and, you know, the storytelling, the emotional aspect of it, the spiritual aspect of it, the intimate aspect of it, all of that.
Talk to me a little bit about now that you're getting, have you played some shows lately? Have you kind of, you know, experienced what the new crowds are like and everybody getting out and seeing music lately?
Yeah, I've been doing lately some shows with Chucho Valdez on his own projects, and that is, there are three different projects with the big band and also with the quartet and also with the sextet, which also has Paquito de Rivera in it. And we did an album recently also together with that sextet. The audience, yeah, it's fine. It's kind of slow, but also enthusiastic, you know.
Tell me, where's the best place for everybody to pick the album up, is stream it, just kind of in general, where's the best place for them to go?
Well, they can all go to my website. All the information is on my website. They can also reach, you know, get that information on social media, which, you know, we are pretty active on Instagram and Facebook as well. And also on all digital platforms, the record is available on all the digital platforms. And also in our YouTube channel, we're putting out some video clips of the album.
Wonderful. I love the birds in the background. Where are you at right now?
I'm in the backyard of my house.
Wonderful. I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anytime I hear the birds, I love it. Hey, man, it's wonderful to catch up with you. I'm so glad that you've experienced great success with the Grammys and beyond, and I'm so happy to have this album to profile on the show. Thank you for opening up about it. I really appreciate it.
Well, thank you. My pleasure. I hope your audience can, you know, get to hear and enjoy it as well as much as we did while doing it. So thank you for the opportunity and the support.
Thanks for listening and tuning in to another Neon Jazz interview, where we give you a bit of insight into the finest players and minds in Cuba, New York City, Kansas City, and spots all over the world, giving fans all that jazz. Thanks to Daphnis for his time, music, and story. If you want to hear more interviews, go to Famous Interviews with Joe Domino in the iTunes store. Visit NeonJazz at YouTube.com. And for everything Neon Jazz, go to the NeonJazz.blogspot.com. Until next time, enjoy the jazz, my friends.
Neon Jazz.